Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I have it. Who's singing it wrong? Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha. First up here, this one is from Nicholas, Turbo Lover from Judas Priest. Nicholas hears, I'm your terrible lover. So proud of it, too. Hey, baby, I'm a terrible lover. Just awful. I am the worst. Not the real lyrics, obviously. I'm your turbo lover. And if your
so romantic
lover style is going into turbo, maybe you are a terrible lover.
Maybe.
Ba-dum-bum.
Next one. Joanne sent this one in. David Bowie, Modern Man. Love this one. Joanne hears, puts my trust in Garden Man. I think of some kind of strange superhero that goes around with a garden hose and a rake.
The worst superhero ever. Help, the city's on fire. Okay, guys, first I got to cover up the tomatoes, okay? There's a risk of frost. Got to make sure the tomatoes are okay.
I have to apologize. It's Modern Love, not Modern Man. That's the name of the song. Just real quickly. Anyway, the actual lyrics, puts my trust in God and man.
Contra blooper there. I like it. The last one here, the tragically hip, Ahead by a Century. This one is from Tiffany. It's a weird one. Tiffany hears, tonight we smoke their milk.
Tonight we smoke their milk.
Yeah, move over, darts. Everyone's smoking milk now. Yum. Nothing like
that. Could you smoke milk if you put it in a smoker?
Like frozen milk, maybe. I don't know.
Because you can smoke cheese, so...
I'm thinking, like, smoke it like you would a cigarette.
Oh, no, I'm talking about, like, infused with a great taste of smoke.
A big bowl of milk.
Smoked milk and Cheerios. Yummy!
Not the real lyrics. Tonight we smoke them out.
Tonight we smoke them out.
Smoke and milk. Don't smoke milk, kids. It's not cool. that's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics today. If you hear something on Cruise that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, call or text us. 306-938-0963. Stop it.
What's the matter, Clayton?
Stop it.
There we go.
I'm mad.
A study was done that says single men are smellier than those who have a partner. And now this could come in handy, they say, to help signal relationship status to women.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what you want to do. Like, hey, that guy's attractive. You smell single. That's not going to happen. Let's
isn't
be realistic.
That a big deal breaker for ladies, though? Like, isn't the smell of a man, like, one of the first things they noticed? Like, I always heard that it's the shoes. The shoes are the first thing that a woman notices. I read that somewhere. And I was like, really? Shoes? Like, not the eyes or the face or something like
that?
Well,
the thing is, you have to get close enough to smell the person.
True.
But personal hygiene, very important, I think, on the list of most people. But the reason they say that single men are smellier is because single men have more testosterone, which causes more odor, whereas men who have significant others, a little bit less testosterone, not quite so smelly.
See, I thought it would be the exact opposite because, I mean, single men are trying to get ladies. So they're putting on the cologne, they're dousing themselves in the old Axe body spray, you know, they're trying really hard. Married men just give up, you know, we're like, you know what, we finished the race, we wrapped the game, we don't need to try anymore, you know. I thought that was the mentality of a married man. As a future married man, that's already my mentality. I am coasting until I'm 98, so let me tell you that.
You're just gonna stink now?
Pretty much. No, I'm kidding. And here's the reason why married men don't smell, though. Their wives would never let it happen. I mean, if Sean ever smelt leaving the house, you would be like, nay.
Absolutely not. There's a certain smell where you can tell people don't bathe on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. That vinegar BO is what I'm talking about. If I ever smelt that on my husband, I would be like, we need to have a talk about your personal hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
This is deodorant. You used to use it. Please continue.
Well, a big helper here, too, is being on top of your laundry. Because having BO with a smelly shirt, that's a bad combination. But you can have BO and have a fresh smelling shirt and kind of mask it. Like, I recommend Gain. Gain should pay me money for the amount of time I spend talking about them on this show. Gain is the best. It smells delicious. And I always rock Gain on my shirts. And it's a great smelling shirt, you know?
It's so like cologne built
exactly.
in.
Exactly. It's like a little built-in cologne machine, you know? The only time that I ever, like, smell bad, because, I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I smell pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's up, ladies? As I'm engaged. But the only time I smell is when I play goalie, because my blocker and catcher are like 15 years old. So it's like 15 years of caked-in hockey smell on my hands.
I'm gagging.
Again, what's up, ladies? Two things I miss about being a kid. Riding bikes without it being a chore. Like, now when you ride bikes as an adult, you're like, oh, I gotta stay in shape. Back in the day, you just rode bikes for fun.
You can still ride bikes for fun.
Can you, though?
Yes, I did it this summer.
I beg to differ. agree to disagree here. Another thing I miss is sleepovers. I love sleepovers back in the day. Staying up late.
Those were pretty fun.
Watching late night TV. All the guys can relate to this one. Watching Showcase at 2 a.m. Hoping to see some skin, if you will. Yes. All of us did it, whatever. IKEA is having a bunch of adult sleepovers at their Canadian locations.
Fun.
So not here, but if you're making an IKEA road trip to Alberta, which everyone from Saskatoon does like once a year, maybe plan it for that day.
It sounds like fun. I don't know because I don't know about you. My dream when I was younger was to get like trapped in a department store. By accident,
that was
have
your
to
dream
stay there
as a
overnight.
Kid?
Oh, being able to just run amok and do whatever you wanted to and like jump on the beds, play with the toys. Granted, this was when I was like 9 or 8, so different than now. But you're basically, getting to sleep over at an IKEA. They said the idea came because so many people were like, wow, your sleep room, like your bedroom setups are so attractive and they look so comfortable. We would love to sleep here. So IKEA was like, well, let's capitalize on this. And they have yoga. They're going to have like sleep sessions on how to get a proper night's sleep. When you go home, you get to take a set of IKEA sheets with you, an eye mask, some earplugs and stuff. It's basically like, it is very much sleep centered.
Yeah. Earplugs that you have to put together yourself, sheets that you probably have to sew together yourself. that's way too much stuff for a sleepover. I mean, the only thing you need for a sleepover is that one kid who falls asleep before everyone else, and then you mess with that person. Again, don't judge me. We all did it.
Did you ever do the hand in hot water or warm water?
I was the victim of that because I was always the one that fell asleep early. If you listen to Cruise Mornings a lot, you know that Stacey is a fan of the Edmonton Oilers. I am a fan of the first place Calgary Flames. The Edmonton Oilers, believe it or not.
Sorry, the what?
The first place Calgary Flames.
Oh, I see. What place are the Oilers?
Who knows? They're so far down there that
I
can't count that fast. They're so far down there right now. They still have a chance to make the playoffs, though. They're 2 points out of a wild card spot right now. The thing is, a lot of other teams in the West are in a wild card spot right now as well, because St. Louis, they had the last spot. They have 55 points. Vancouver has 55 points. Colorado has 53. Edmonton has 53. Chicago has 53. Arizona has 51. Anaheim has 51. LA has 50. So all those teams are well in the playoff race. Like every single team in the West is in the playoff race. And I know Oiler fans are optimistic because they're like, hey, we can still make it. But they're not playing great as of late. And do you think that they're going to make the playoffs? Sports expert Stacey Cooper.
Yes.
All right, commercials.
I
think that they will be. Again, as a Calgary Flames fan, that stings to say that. But I think the Edmonton Oilers are going to turn things around. They're too good to not turn things around.
I know. They have good players. That's the thing, is they just never seem to be able to get their poop in a group and play good games consistently.
Yeah, and their goaltending's a little iffy. Talbot played great last night, but he's had an iffy season. Koskinen's good as well. They signed him to that big contract. But after Chiarelli left, their GM, he got fired. It seemed like everything would just turn around miraculously, you know?
Oh, yeah,
It did not happen that way. But let us know what you think. Will the Oilers make the playoffs? Call or text 306-938-0963. Head to our Facebook page if that's easiest for you. Again, as a Flames fan, it's kind of nice. I don't have to worry about that because, well, I don't want to jinx it, but...
You don't have to worry about what? Not making it to the playoffs?
A playoff race, yeah. We're good.
Uh-oh.
Go Flames go, baby. I just jinxed it, didn't I? No, I didn't.
Jinx.
Where's a piece of wood? Boom. We're fine.
Today's Hinterland Who's Who is about the surprisingly common Saskatchewan winter snake, also known as the extension cord you forgot to unplug from your car when you left for the day.
Winter snakes can be found on many roads in and around the city, often without a head and their insides exposed. The skin of a Saskatchewan winter snake is incredibly thick and durable, as it's run over repeatedly throughout the season.
The skin color of the winter snake can vary from solid black to obnoxious orange or yellow, and even the rare baby blue.
Although appearing tough, the Saskatchewan winter snake has serious abandonment issues, as their owners rarely come back to rescue them, leaving them on the road to die a slow death.
Instead of buying your own Saskatchewan winter snake as a pet, please consider adopting a rescue. Simply pick one up off the road and claim it as your own.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?